releasing a limited amount of information on a search. I'm Rich Dennison, Fox News. A federal judge in Florida today ruling the FBI affidavit used to get a warrant to search former President Trump's home must be released by noon tomorrow, but with redactions.
He wrote, quote, "I find that the government has met its burden of showing a compelling reason, good cause, to seal portions of the affidavit because disclosure would reveal the identities of witnesses, law enforcement agents, and uncharged parties. The investigation strategy, direction, scope, sources and methods, and grand jury information protected by federal rule of criminal procedure. Media groups want the full affidavit released in the name of transparency in what has become a politically charged case."
Fox's David Spund, former President Trump calling the search unwarranted and has asked another judge to order the FBI to stop reviewing the material until a neutral third party can review the documents. The head of Homeland Security met with border agents in Texas today.
Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas visited a new processing facility in Eagle Pass, Texas. He appeared to talk with Border Patrol agents during his visit. He did talk to the San Antonio Express and criticized how Texas Governor Greg Abbott is handling the migrant crisis, saying that when state law enforcement acts unilaterally, it wreaks havoc. As for the more than 50 migrants found dead in the back of a truck this summer after getting past a checkpoint, Mayorkas said they are looking at ways to strengthen checkpoints. And he said the process for adjudicating asylum claims is broken, noting the case backlog means decisions may not be made for 6 to 8 years.
Fox's Jessica Rosenthal. The prosecutor who's investigating whether former President Trump and his allies illegally tried to influence the outcome of the 2020 election in Georgia is seeking to compel testimony from more allies of the former president. Those include former Chief of Staff Mark Meadows and lawyer Sidney Powell. America's listening to Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Janice Dean, Fox News senior meteorologist. Be sure to subscribe to the Janice Dean Podcast at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to spread the sunshine.
A late day rally on Wall Street today with the Dow, S&P, and NASDAQ all closing with gains. Russia's leader is ordering an increase in his country's military forces.
Russian President Vladimir Putin ordering the Russian military to increase the size of its armed forces by 137,000 amid Moscow's military action in Ukraine. That decree, taking effect on January 1st, does not specify if the beefed up ranks will come from a wider military draft, more volunteers, or a combination of both. Putin's order will eventually boost Russian forces to just under 2,040,000, including 1.1 million servicemen. All Russian men aged 18 to 27 must serve 1 year in the military, but many avoid the draft for health reasons or university deferments. Paul Stevens, Fox News.
More trouble is brewing for Starbucks on the labor front.
The National Labor Relations Board contends that the coffee giant illegally withheld wage hikes and benefits from thousands of unionized baristas. The complaint filed by the board comes during a campaign by Starbucks and its interim CEO Howard Schultz to curb unionization efforts at its stores in the U.S. The NLRB is looking for back payments and benefits for unionized workers since May, among other requests. The board said that Starbucks' denial of benefits and raises to union workers was intended to discourage unions from forming. Starbucks has denied the accusations and says the company has been following NLRB rules. More than 220 U.S. Starbucks stores have voted to unionize since late last year. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
Former boxing champ George Foreman is accused of sex abuse by two women who filed suit in California claiming he forced them to have sex with him back in the 70s when they were between the ages of 13 and 16 and he was in his 20s. Foreman says he adamantly denies those allegations, claiming the women are simply attempting to extort money from him. I'm Rich Dennison, and this is Fox News.
Listen to the all-new Brett Baer podcast featuring Common Ground, in-depth talks with lawmakers from opposite sides of the aisle, along with all your Brett Baer favorites like his all-star panel and much more. Available now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.